will institute a far-reaching policing overhaul. But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy asks that Democrats meet with Republicans to seek an overhaul of the bill.
I would hope both of us would rise up on both sides and ask us to go to conference. Let's not miss this window of opportunity to show that we are worthy of the cause we strive and the responsibility people give us.
The legislation will face a difficult time in the Republican-controlled Senate, and the Trump administration has said it will veto the legislation. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention resets its list of which Americans are at higher risk for severe illness from the coronavirus.
Pregnant women were added to the list. Dr. Dana Meany-Delman at the CDC says they need to watch who they come in contact with, wear face coverings, and practice social distancing.
Pregnant women are generally a younger population, so that's the good news. But we do see higher rates of admission to the ICU and mechanical ventilation based on this data set that we have.
One positive to take away:
pregnant women are not at an increased risk of death.
Sickle cell disease was also added to the list. The threshold for risky levels of obesity was lowered. The changes didn't include adding race as a risk factor, despite higher infection rates. I'm Ed Donahue.
Infection rates continue to rise in Texas, Arizona, and Florida, causing Texas Governor Greg Abbott to halt elective surgeries in its biggest counties and says the state would pause its aggressive reopening. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says virus hotspots were expected, and that doesn't mean the economy should shut down.
We're going to see these things, but the economy is not going to be closed down again. There may be certain places where there is. That's up to the local authorities. I don't deny that.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 299 points, the NASDAQ rose 107. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number
3030. Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
What's that saying you have?
Yeah, it's tough enough for someone to have to walk through a strange set of doors because they need a quick loan. The least we can do at Dollar Loan Center is treat them like $1 million and send them home with a few hundred.
Amen, brother. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes at over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's 4:04. This is the KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada will become the 17th state to mandate mask usage in almost all public places. Governor Sisolak's directive applies in all indoor public spaces and in outdoor spaces where social distancing is not possible. The measure also requires businesses to institute a no-mask, no-service policy. Governor Sisolak also tabled any discussion of the state entering Phase 3. He said Nevada will remain in Phase 2. Just hours before the governor's mask mandate, Caesars Entertainment announced that all guests on its properties would be required to wear masks. The updated policy applies to everyone, and the company officials say anyone who refuses to wear a mask will be asked to leave the property. The number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus statewide stands at more than 14,362, 11,878 of those in Clark County, the statewide death toll 494, 405 of those here in Southern Nevada. Well, more than 2 years after he bought a Las Vegas mega mansion, Steve Wynn is trying to sell his property for some $25 million. The lavish golf course estate spans more than 13,000 square feet, has 6 bedrooms and 9 bathrooms, and he lives down the street from David Copperfield.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now we're getting some heavy volumes right now on the Beltway. 215 southbound at Robbindale, 215 west at Valley Verde. Also, as you work your way past the stadium there on Interstate 15 northbound near Tropicana. Some slowing through there. Lane restrictions, that's Pecos at the 215.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So great to have you with us on this Thursday edition on AM 670 KMZQ, our brand new home. I am so excited. This is so much fun. It's got new radio station smell to it. It really does. Great to have you with us. And joining us now, an old friend and a guy that knows where all the bones are buried when it comes to Republican politics, Michael McDonald, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party. And he joins us. Michael, first of all, thanks for joining. It's been a little while, but welcome to our new digs.
Thank you so much. I think this is fantastic. Congratulations, man. It's always great to be with you and your listeners. You're fantastic, and it's an honor to be here.
Let me ask you a question. The governor last night, yesterday afternoon, on this radio station, we carried the news conference. We're calling it the Sisolak mask mandate. And I guess my question is, what do you make of it, and is it even enforceable?
Well, you know, I want to thank you for caring. That was a big thing, because a lot of it didn't get covered. So a lot of people today, this has been the conversation wherever you went this afternoon or this morning, was the mask and how it's going to change. Look, I don't like wearing masks. Obviously, it's very uncomfortable, but I'm no doctor. I don't have any idea what works, what doesn't work, what's the truth, what's not the truth. I can tell you this, Kevin, this is something I can, we were in Lake Tahoe for our convention, just the core of the Republican Party, and we had to have a virtual convention because according to standards, we couldn't have our convention and had the 6-foot separation and stuff. So, you know, as try as we may, and I want to thank, the Gaming Control Board, they did they could, and everybody, all the King's Horses did the best they could, but at the end, it was denied. But once we left our convention, we were on the floor of just out in the area, at shops and at restaurants on the California side. It was absolutely amazing. There was nobody complying. It looked like New Year's Eve. So I don't know what's the truth, what's not the truth. I don't know if, California governor and the Oregon governor, everybody else is just making stuff up as they go along. But I like to listen to the doctors, and I can't get a clear definitive answer about what exactly is needed and what's not. And I know a lot of Nevadans are frustrated, man. I mean, I heard about it today. Oh, my Lord.
Michael, the question is ultimately going to be who enforces this. I don't think people out of the goodness of their heart are going to comply. Now the question is, will law enforcement, in particular in northern Nevada, where they are very, very independent thinking up there, where sheriffs have told the governor, we're not going to enforce this, we're not going to enforce that, we're not going to enforce some of the immigration stuff. Have you been in contact with anybody outstate as far as will these sheriffs help the governor get everybody to comply?
You know, not on this. I haven't. I mean, this is so fresh. I haven't had an opportunity today. But, you know, overall, I rarely, rarely speak for law enforcement right now. I'll make sure because they're doing such a great job with all the stuff that's happening in America right now, especially in Nevada. They've been doing a phenomenal job. But I think the way they're going to enforce it, they're going to use basically they're going to come after your business if you don't enforce it. You know, if you're not enforcing it and you're a business owner, that's, they're going to come at you that way because that seemed to be what they did with when we were discussing it, talking about having something happen in Harrah's or something along those ways. It was pushed that way that, you know, sorry, if, you know, if you do it, it put Harrah's, a corporation, in a very precarious position. And I think at the end of the day, that's how they're going to enforce it.
So what does this mean, for instance, does this mean OSHA, the state's version of OSHA, will end up having to enforce this? Or will this be just small, you know, for instance, in a gaming bar where somebody, there's one 90-pound soaking wet bartender, graveyard bartender, is she going to be the one to tell a table of three people that are not wearing masks, I'm sorry, I can't serve you?
I think when you look at it, that's exactly what, you know, they're going to go after regulations. They talked about they're not doing it. They're going to attack the business licenses. They'll be fined and or shut down. I mean, if this is a rule that was put in by the governor, this is the rule by the governor. So if you're not following, I think, again, I'm guessing. I don't know, but I mean, from what I've seen in the past, they're going to enforce it through your business. And at the end of the day, if you have a gaming license, you're not complying, they're going to make sure that they're going to pull your gaming license, so they're going to try to attack your businesses or fine you. But it's putting people in bad positions. You talked about it earlier. You know, you've seen people that get in altercations. You know, there was one man who was walking into Walmart, and he didn't want to wear it. And all of a sudden, they got in a fight, and they're trying to throw him out. And, you know, it's a battle going back and forth. There's some people that cannot wear masks, claustrophobic. There's some people that maybe have an issue. They can't wear masks. So how do you differentiate between a common citizen like myself and someone who may have a condition that cannot wear a mask? And that there's the problem.
Again, Michael McDonald joining us, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party. Is there anything the party can do? I know you folks put out releases. From time to time, you'll put out videos. Is there anything you can do to combat this? And do you think there will be public blowback on this whole thing?
The last part first, yes, I think there's a lot of public blowback. I mean, we're hearing it right now. We're seeing it. When we were coming back, it was already implemented in California. When we were coming back, we were in Mammoth. And in Mammoth, you have to wear a mask. You cannot go in a restaurant. You can't go anywhere. You have to wear a mask. It looked like something out of South China. It was very scary. So now the same thing is going to happen to Nevada. If you're out on the strip and you're in an area, you have to wear a mask. Yeah, I do think there's going to be plenty of blowback. You know, relatively what we've been is almost information. That's why earlier I said thank you for putting this out, because we've used your show and comments that were made yesterday on what it looks like, you know, from the news conference. So what we're trying to do is get informative and get feedback, and you know, the more information we're getting it out.
We had John Ellison on from District 33 yesterday after the news conference, and one of the things he said is he fully expects that there will be blowback and there will be noncompliance, not just in northern Nevada or the rurals, but across the state. What is your sense, just knowing the way Nevadans live and work and play, what is your view?
Well, I mean, you know, it's an opinion. I can tell you it's pretty much an opinion about what I've seen and what I've heard so far. There are people that are very upset about this. So, you know, I think it's a wait and see from what we hear. But there are people, you know, your listeners, it's a good way to gauge it. People at the stores, when you go into Costco, you had to wear masks. People are upset about that. And that's where we're getting a lot of the, you know, we're seeing a lot of the pushback because it's starting to happen right now where we don't want to have, why is it being mandated? I mean, where's the doctor's orders? What's saying? I think that's what a lot of people are putting out. And until we have that, Americans, especially Nevadans, are very, very hesitant to be told what to do.
Well, and especially because the governor himself has been photographed not once, but at least twice that I know of, without a mask on. He was at dinner, I guess, a week or so ago, and he was photographed without a mask on.
I didn't see that. I didn't.
He mentioned that at the very beginning of yesterday's newser.
Okay, all right. I don't know. You know, it was it insightful? I mean, was the family gathering? Did you take the mask off for a photo op? I don't know. But when you're, I mean, that's also part of the problem is, you know, you're out having dinner. Obviously, you're not going to have your mask on. And you're at a social event. You're not, you know, sometimes you're not going to have your mask on. So there lies the problem. And the other thing you see, Kevin, is when we saw these large demonstrations, of everything took place in Las Vegas, and nobody was wearing a mask. You know, they're pushing back and forth. They're doing all these things. They're not social distancing. Then we saw a funeral. No one was wearing, very few were wearing a mask. And, you know, it's contradicting the conversation, and it's basically we're going to enforce it in some areas, and some areas we're not, depending on who you are. And I think that's where you get the noncompliance.
Wow. More with Michael McDonald coming up. We're going to talk about presidential politics. The president at this hour is in Green Bay, Wisconsin for a town hall being hosted by Sean Hannity. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the John Bolton book. And how did John Bolton ever get hired by the White House? We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIBCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIBCOA is back accepting appointments.
Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, Pipcoa can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call Pipcoa at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM, KMZQ.
Freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind by shopping their huge inventory across three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it today. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Michael McDonald joining us. He is the chair of the Nevada Republican Party, and he joins us. The president is on the road again today. He was in Phoenix earlier, Yuma earlier, Tulsa over the weekend. The president seems adamant about getting out of D.C., and he's doing it today, a town hall in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We know that the president seems energized when he goes out. Is that what's happening here?
Well, I think, well, yeah, definitely. When you see what happens, you know, more and more you see Joe Biden's hiding in his basement while Trump is out traveling the country and he's leading America, the great American comeback. The foundation of our economy, Kevin, is very strong. You can see it, you know, how strong it is in the May jobs report. If you look, it was 2.5 million. New jobs were expected to be lost, you know, and it's just killing me with some of these experts. So, well, you know, Biden's up doing, he's only promoting the same failed policies as the Obama and Biden administration, the left economy shambles. He's promoting ideas like the, you know, the Green New Deal and the tax hike. He wants to repeal Trump's tax cuts. And we continue to talk about, you know, the president's restore, renew, rebuild theme. The president's built the strongest economy in the world's history, and he's going to do it again. You know, if you have to look at yourself, you're sitting at home right now. All of us are hurting. You know, there's people that I was at talk to today. I was at lunch with some of the people that were involved in the march, the protest. These people are unemployment. They can't get any unemployment checks. They're even out of work for almost 3 months and have nothing coming in. So the frustration is. And I mean, and this is people that don't really care for the president. And a group of them, and we had masks on when we first sat down, but they came off once we started having lunch, is they're very upset because they know for a fact Biden's not the one to lead this economy back. They know for a fact that Biden is not the great guy. So they're mad at their own party that this is the weakest, you know, this is who they put up as a candidate, and he's a weak candidate. And, you know, they've still got the, you know, the hidden curtain about who's going to be the vice president. You know, they're trying to make this big circus proposal of what's going to look like, and, you know, the big ta-da. Well, meanwhile, you look at the president and Vice President Pence, and they're out working. They're out showing, look, this is how you get back. We did it before. We had the greatest economy in the world, and we're going to rebuild it and do it again. But we need everybody involved. You know, we're all hurting right now, whether it's because of that horrendous act that cop did, you know, that cop in back east. It's just horrible what he did, and that sparked the big protest where we have monuments being torn down. They're being desecrated, you know. It's just horrible what they're doing. And, you know, everybody's trying to get on it. You know, you saw Bubba Wallace with his thing. You know, they thought someone put a noose in his trailer, and it turned out to be just a pull-down for a garage door. So everybody's so on edge and so reactive And the president's trying to lead everybody back. So guys, you know what? We have to come together. We have to unite. We have to be able to draw from each other and work together. And that's how we get through the virus. That's how we get through the marches. You know, it's just tough, Kevin. It's very, very tough. But, you know, one thing, man. And this is all your listeners and people that have common sense are hurting for businesses right now. President Trump's the only one that can rebuild this economy. It's surely not going to be Joe Biden, because if you look at the, you know, what we went through 8 years with Obama, it was horrible. I mean, they were killing this country. And then Trump picked it up and turns it around in the first couple of years, and it's amazing. So that's what everybody has to look at. I'm sorry to get on a soapbox on this one, but, you know, I just really just came from people that are suffering right now and hurting that are on the other side of the aisle. And they're even saying that President Trump's the guy that can do it, as much as they dislike him.
I want to ask you about the president out on the road. Is it possible we're going to see the president here in Nevada, even with a Democrat governor who wants to mandate that everybody wear a face mask? Could there be a showdown ahead here in Nevada soon?
But we're hoping. I mean, look, I'll say it. I've said it publicly. You know, you were one of the first ones that carried it. We were. It was between us and North Carolina for the convention. You know, we got edged out. So it was only logical that once the North Carolina folded, they wanted to come here. There were strong conversations. They wanted to bring it to Nevada. They know they love Nevada. They know what Nevada's about. They love the circulars that are in Nevada. They know how to rally, if you will, the people of Nevada they love. But you know what kept them away was they didn't want to be in the same situation they're in North Carolina as it was here, because the standards have not been put in to have it. So, you know, does he want to come here? Absolutely. 100%. I'm telling you, I talked to them as late as yesterday. They want to come to Nevada. They love Nevada. We were going to try and put together a stop when he was doing a swing through. That didn't work out because of, you know, the social distancing, what's happening right now. So for the most part, you know, there has to be something done. And that goes back to my previous statement earlier. You have to start questioning about, you know, if it's okay to have these marches and there's thousands of people in the street, no one's wearing a mask, no one's social distancing, and that's okay. The governor stands down on that. But yet, we just lost a friend in the Republican Party, Dwight Marzon, God rest his soul, and we can't go to his funeral. We can't have a celebration of his life about, you know, and Dwight and I weren't always on the same page, but here's a man who had, he did so much for Clark County, he did so much for so many people in the Republican Party and outside the Republican Party, and we can't celebrate his life. So that's where, you know, you got to have it fair for everyone. You can't have a set of rules on one side and no set of rules on the other.
I got to ask you, a lot of people have been talking to me, asking me the question, who is going to lead the loyal opposition when it comes to Governor Sisolak and this latest Sisolak mask mandate and so many other things, Dieter, and so many things that this governor has just screwed up royally. Do you get a sense, do you have your ear to the ground, and are there people that are starting to put out floaters?
Well, yeah, I think there's, I mean, you know, everything, you know, this is the main thing that which has really been good after coming on your show and you out in the community. Look, everything lies within the people. You know, and that's the one thing. You know, myself and the board that we have right now, Kevin, I have brought more money. We have brought more money into the state of Nevada than ever in the history of the Republican Party. We have more offices ever in the history of the Republican Party. We have more offices, more people, more staff ever in the history. We can only bring it here. It's up to the people. The people have to take it and then work it. The campaigns have to do the same thing. Once they get it, they have to grab it and use it to their advantage to get the message out, to get into the grassroots, to talk to the common people, common sense people that are going to listen. So the same thing's happening now. I think this whole movement, what's happening in place right now, again, I go back to my luncheon today. You know, I was a guest, and I was asked to talk to these people. It's the same thing. It's in your own hands. Where do you want to take this? Do you want another 4 years of what's happening right now, or do you want an economy that's going to thrive? We're coming into the biggest deficit Nevada has ever seen. How are they going to react? Raise taxes? Are they going to take cuts and, you know, do the right thing and figure out, because people are hurting right now, we can't pay our rent, can't pay taxes. You're going to put more taxes on top of us? We can't even get unemployment. Are you going to say there's no unemployment? So that's the point we're looking at right now. It's in the people's hands. And I think for everybody, that's a good place to be, because you, as a Nevadan, will decide where your future is going.
Good point. Good point. Michael, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, my friend. You have yourself a great weekend. Be masking up beginning at 12:59 or 11:59 tonight. Make sure you're masking up now.
I will, but you know what? Everybody has to have fun with it. You know, we got Trump 2020 mask. If you got pictures of your family, have fun with it. If you're going to be mandated to wear it, make it about you. Make it about your message. You know, this is something where you can be a walking billboard.